With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Senate still taking a key procedural vote as Republicans race to pass the president's package of tax breaks and spending cuts by his 4th of July deadline. Senators are taking the procedural vote in order to begin considering the bill. Speaker Mike Johnson says he's pleased that some House Democrats stood behind President Trump's attack on Iran.
Everyone around the world applauded this expertly performed duty by our extraordinary unmatched military. Some of them applauded loudly and openly, and some of them quietly, but everybody except the evil regime in Iran knows this was the right thing to do.
Israeli military has killed one of the founders of Hamas. Haakam Muhammad Issa al-Issa has been taken out in an airstrike. He was considered to be the orchestrator of the October 7th attack. Chief Justice of the Supreme Court John Roberts warning that elected officials' heated words about judges can lead to threats or maybe acts of violence by others. His comments today at a judicial conference. The Trump administration has let go three lawyers connected to the prosecution of those involved in the January 6th Capitol riot.
The Justice Department has abruptly fired at least two attorneys who worked as supervisors overseeing the January 6th Capitol riot prosecutions in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, as well as a line attorney who prosecuted cases stemming from the attack. Two people familiar with the matter say a letter was received by one of the prosecutors and it was signed by Attorney General Pam Bondi, and the letter did not provide a reason for the person's removal, effective immediately.
Chrysler is voluntarily recalling 200,000 cars, that to replace the side curtain airbags. This is SRN News. A Canadian church is taking extreme measures.
Chain link fence topped with barbed wire has risen about the perimeter of St. Patrick Church in Calgary. The congregation resorted to the expensive barrier after several attempts by vandals to burn the house of worship down. Canada is in the midst of a multi-year rash of church burnings that has seen scores of buildings attacked. St. Patrick's is mostly brick, and while the attempted arson left scorch marks, it failed to do serious damage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that the House of Commons approving an assisted suicide bill, England preparing for the new reality, there is a possibility of legal challenge to the legislation, however. Opposition groups such as Right to Life UK and Care Not Killing say they are not giving up the fight. Supporters of the bill say implementation will take 4 years. This is SRN News. Well, some new guidelines may relax for sports betting in the college ranks.
The NCAA is considering a proposal to allow athletes and staff to bet on professional sports while maintaining strict bans on college sports betting. The Division I Council introduced the idea, which requires approval from Divisions II and III. The NCAA says this shift reflects the rise of legalized gambling and aims to focus enforcement on college sports integrity. Current rules already ban betting on NCAA sports with severe penalties for violations. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Experts warning about the dangers of heat stroke from leaving children in hot cars. Experts say vehicle temperatures can rise rapidly. They also say so far this year in America, 9 children have died in hot cars. More details at srnnews.com.